We are very excited to welcome into the newly expanded KPLU Studios guitarist Lee Ritenour. Woo! He started his career in his teens working on the LA scene with legendary acts like the Mamas and the Papas, Lena Horne, Tony Bennett. He's been nominated for 17 Grammys with one win so far, with more than 40 albums of his own and appearances on thousands more. His latest celebrates 50 years of playing guitar. Six String Theory rounds up 20 top players from B.B. King to George Benson to Pat Martino, Vince Gill to Slash. And today he's backed by bassist Melvin Davis and drummer Will Kennedy. KPLU is proud to welcome composer, producer, and guitarist Lee Ritenour. We'll be right back. Guitarist Lee Ritenour live in the studios here on 88.5 KPLU with Melvin Davis bass and Will Kennedy drumming. Lee, you started playing guitar 50 years ago.
Wow.
And even more remarkable than that is you were a pro. You were on the scene playing as a pro doing sessions at age 16 down in Los Angeles. What was it like being that young and dealing with really some big names?
Well, you know, I did start very young. I was 8 years old when I started playing the guitar. And L.A. was a mecca, still is, really, for work for musicians. And especially in those days, you know, again, not to date myself, but I guess I am. It was a period where there were no computers, you know, there was no drum machines, there was no DJs. You needed musicians for every kind of work, so that meant parties. I was playing, you know, what we call casuals, weddings and bar mitzvahs and everything by the time I was 12 or 13, and actually getting sometimes, you know, paid for it quite well. And so just sort of the work ethic kind of followed, and I was able to get on some early sessions and went on the road with Peggy Lee and Lena Horne and Tony Bennett when I was about 18.
Now, you've got a son who's a burgeoning professional musician, a drummer, Wesley. Do you see differences or similarities between the two?
You know, there's a lot of similarities, but it's an incredible differences in today's world. He is a drummer, and he just went to the Berklee School of Music camp for 5 weeks in Boston, and loved it, and got to play with players at his level, and he's been playing since he was five, and he plays with some other talented players around the area where he lives, but you know, there's not the work the same it was when I was growing up. So they do it in different ways, and they all have their home studios, and they all record, and they all have their videos on YouTube now, and they all produce and write tunes, and you know, he's got a little recording studio where he's into, you know, getting tips from people like Will Kennedy and stuff how to record the drums and play this and play that. And so it's a whole different mindset than when I was growing up.
Lee Ritenour is here in the studios with the trio on 88.5 KPLU. We're going to hear another song, and this one from the new record, yes?
Yes, this is a tune of mine. I wrote it in dedication to the great guitarist Les Paul, who passed in 2009. And Les was an influence on all of us for many reasons. And so I thought of a tune that I could write that would kind of honor him. And at the same time, on the record, there's all these different combinations of jazz and rock and blues and classical, acoustic and country that I put together with all these incredible players. So I knew I was going to invite the great jazz guitarist Pat Martino. And so it's sort of composing a tune sometimes gets more easy when you almost have an assignment. I wanted to write something that had the flavor of Les Paul, but would be doable for Pat Martino and me and Joey DeFrancesco, and Will Kennedy played on that particular cut, you know. And so I guess we're going to do it without Pat Martino here, but maybe he's playing it in Philadelphia right now.
This is LP for Les Paul.
Exactly. Thank you. That tune pulls a lot of exposure.
Captain Fingers, Lee Ritenour, live in the studios here at 88.5 KPLU. Melvin Davis bass, Will Kennedy drumming. Lee, the new record, Six String Theory, a celebration of 50 years of guitar, and really a celebration of the diversity of the guitar.
Yeah,
there's some great players on here, and it really spans the gamut, jazz, blues, rock and roll, acoustic, country, and classical.
Yes.
I got them all. And some great players. B.B. King, Pat Martino, we talked about. Steve Lukather, Vince Gill, Slash. How did you come up with all these players for your record?
Well, you know, the guitar is probably the only instrument in the world that has this incredible versatility, and it, and has changed over time, you know, just with our culture. And you see it all around the world, but you definitely see it in the U.S. And, you know, when I was a kid, one of the things that I just appreciated, anyone that could play the guitar great. I didn't have any barrier as far as music. So if it was Chet Atkins, or if it was Segovia, or a flamenco guitarist, or if it was Jimi Hendrix, you know. And it just amazed me that, you know, I was studying classical guitar as a teenager and checking out all Segovia's records and studying with the great Christopher Parkening. But at the same time, you know, it was the 60s, and all of a sudden this song came on the radio one day that it was called Purple Haze, you know, a little Jimi Hendrix from your neighborhood here.
Yeah.
You know? And so then, I was just always impressed with how amazing the guitar could go and be and do that. So I always had this dream to put together this record. So I started calling all the friends, and it took a year and a half, almost 2 years, to put the project together. Every time I went on tour, I did the Montreux Jazz Festival a couple seasons back, and B.B. King was there with his band, and he's always so gracious and asked everyone to sit in. So George Benson and I and Susan Tedeschi sat in one night with B.B., and so I hit on B.B., I hit on George, you know, I hit on John Scofield. I called my buddy Steve Lukather, and he invited Slash and Neil Sean, and another friend of mine gave me Vince Gill's cell phone number, and I said, well, I don't know Vince, I can't call him on his cell phone. And he said, oh, no, call Vince, he loves your playing, Lee, just give him a call. So, you know, it was sort of like that.
Yeah. There's also another one of the aspects of the CD is it's got the legendary players, and it's got some of the current players, and it's also got kind of tomorrow's players, some really young kids.
Yes.
Including one guy I'm thinking of who won a contest to play the last track on the album, this beautiful classical piece.
Well, the other inspiration for the album was definitely the technology that we all live with today, and specifically YouTube. And the guitar is one of those instruments, I think, along with drums, where you just see all these amazing young players, and they get, you know, somebody would email me, hey, check out this 9-year-old blues guitar player and this 12-year-old bebop guitar player, and Steve Lukather made a joke one day. He says, yeah, you should see this guitarist. He's in the fetus. He's still but he's playing his butt off, you know. So I thought, well, what a great idea if I could have an international guitar competition that the winner got to play on the record along with the more established guys. And so we did that. We set it up with the Yamaha Corporation and with Concord Records and Monster Cable and D'Addario Strings, and all these companies came together. And we built a website, and kids from 16 on up entered the competition. From 45 countries, and there was hundreds and hundreds of entries. We had to go through it. And finally, we had the finals in Los Angeles, and the winner of the competition was a 16-year-old classical guitarist named Sean Boubliel. We got him a 4-year scholarship to the Berklee College of Music, and then the top 6 guys from the different categories all won Yamaha guitars, and so it was very cool. And then I invited some other young guitarists, Joe Robinson, who was 18 when he recorded with us, who won Australia's Got Talent, which is kind of equivalent of our American Idol, and a great kind of country Chet Atkins style player. And I invited a kind of a rock shredder from England, and another an incredible acoustic guitarist, Andy McKee. And these were all people that were heavily sort of popular via YouTube. You know, Andy McKee's got 100 million hits on his YouTube page. So it was really fun to combine the legends like B.B. and Benson and Slash and these kinds of people. But at the same time, it was maybe even more thrilling to kind of invite some of the new kids on the block.
Yeah. You can hear that piece by Sean Boubliel on the new record, Six String Theory, from Lee Ritenour. We can hear another song?
Yes, please. What do you want to play?
Oh.
I forgot my tuba, so we'll leave it to the trio here.
All right, we're going to play a little funky jazz tune called Povo. This is written by the great late trumpet player Freddie Hubbard. Thank you.